held in my hand the work by my next guest, My Cancer Journey from Discovery to Recovery. It includes an adaptive exercise program that will give you the confidence and strength to fight. My next guest here to talk about his fight and his journey. Glad that you are here, Peter Green, author of My Cancer Journey. Hi, Peter.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Quite welcome. I'm going to cut right to the chase, Peter. When did you hear the words, "We found something"?
I heard the words, "We found something," 2005, October 2005, Halloween night.
Goodness gracious. Again, from recovery to discovery, which does include an exercise program, you weave together all the pieces of your life. First of all, how are you today?
Today, 13 years, I am... I'm not going to use the word cancer-free because I learned very quickly no one's cancer-free, but it's been in remission for up to 13 years now.
What, we're talking brain cancer, one of the most devastating diagnoses. So the reaction, I'm sure, devastating, as you mentioned. Can you go into just a bit of the physiology behind your diagnosis?
Sure. The diagnosis was B-cell lymphoma, which is a form of brain cancer that, like any lymphoma, can start to grow and take over, you know, kind of for me, functionality through my neurosystem. And so that was the type of cancer that I had, and I discovered it. A couple of signs, but the biggest one was I was home on a Sunday afternoon on my computer, and I told my mouse to move. Nothing happened. I looked at my hand, told it to move, and nothing happened. And so that was a big alarm. Something was not right.
Yes, and what stage of brain cancer were you in when diagnosed?
Stage 3.
Mm-hmm. How did you gather the family? How did you pursue this?
It's a great question because I come from a very large family. I'm one of 5 children, and so at the time, I recognized even when I was going in for the MRI, my father would be very concerned, and I didn't want to worry him, so I just told my sister. And when I heard the news, I decided, you know what, so much is happening in my life, and it's a very important message for people that, you know, to try to build a team around you. And so when I gave her the news, I said, listen, you know, I got to worry about Benjamin, my 10-year-old son. Can you let the family know? And so that's really how I started to do this, and my sister started to make the phone calls.
Yes. My cancer journey from recovery to discovery. In a nutshell, treatment?
Treatment was I went to Sloan Kettering clinical trial. It was 8 rounds of very powerful chemotherapy where I'd go into the hospital and stay there for 4 days until it cleared my kidneys, and I would go home for 10. I had to self-inject myself to keep my cells strong. And then after 8 cycles of that, which was around 6 months, I went through 25 days of full brain radiation.
Yes. Did you manage to go through work and through treatment?
Initially, I did not. You know, when I started to do the radiation, I started to go back to work. But, you know, with the chemotherapy, my immune system was so compromised that exposing myself out to the public was something that I, you know, was not something I should do and could do, because if I had gotten even a cold, I would be right back into the emergency room. So I did not go to work. I spent a lot of time on the phone at work. I was a head of a sales organization at Weather Channel, and so I felt the need to be connected. And literally, I'd say after around 3 months of treatment, I started to, through my book, and again, Shelley, I don't know how much you got through it, I started to kind of let go of a lot of those responsibilities. There's a lot of insights I share in the book for people going through cancer and work, and for CEOs recognizing the value of their people going through cancer treatment.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit about more on your recovery and more on what you present in My Cancer Journey, your adaptive exercise program that will give you confidence and strength to fight. What's this?
So when I came home from the hospital, again, very exhausted, but I was a single dad of my 10-year-old son, and I remember laying on the couch probably for up to 12 hours and just exhausted, but I knew I had to do something. And again, this is in 2005, so exercising while you were in treatment was never discussed. But I literally felt I had to do something, and I remember easing myself off the couch onto my floor, and I just started to stretch. And immediately I felt a surge of something going through my system. It probably was the blood starting to activate and go through my system, and I started to do what I call now my angel stretch, and that evolved into 12 other exercises that I incorporated into my workout at home, which was very important because, you know, I enjoyed exercise, but I couldn't do it. My immune system, I couldn't go outside, I couldn't go to the gym, and I found these adaptive exercises that I could do in my home in a space, and they did three things for me. First, they kept me stronger through my treatment physically. Second, they gave me now confidence. I saw I was fighting along with the doctors at Sloan Kettering. I was taking an active role, which, again, I don't know your personal story with cancer or people that you know. There's a great sense of, you know, lack of control, loss of confidence. And the third and most important thing is it kept my family, those who love me, my 10-year-old son's world from imploding, because they saw I was fighting and I was determined not to let this defeat me. And those are really the three core things that I took from it and that those exercises provided for me. And I wanted to share with all those, not only the cancer patients, but the co-survivors, their families that equally feel all those factors of fear, loss of control, and just horrible, horrible, horrible things.
All right. Well, Peter Green, My Cancer Journey from Discovery to Recovery. You're smiling on the front cover, so day at a time. And again, thanks for these exercises to keep our body strong, confident, and more. How do we find out more information?
So you can go from the book. I've launched a company, www.workoutthroughcancer.com. There you can not only get the book, you can get what we've developed is the fitness pack, which are all the tools I used when I was going through my cancer journey. It's a very active site with a lot of videos, because one thing I know is cancer patients like to talk to other cancer patients. And then I have a great medical advisory board team. And, you know, I think about this, and when most people hear the words, you know, we found something, they go into cancer, the first people to react are friends, family, said, what can we do? And typically they will give them, you know, candy, fruit baskets, food. But those are all nice things to have, but they don't help the person. And that's where our fitness pack, you know, that gives them hope. That gives them strength, hopefully, to survive their cancer.
Great. Thank you very much on behalf of your journey and your cancer journey, my cancer journey, your work. Take care.